As President Bush's vice president, Dick Cheney has brought a wealth of experience to the job. A former White House chief of staff, a former congressman, and defense secretary under the first President Bush, Cheney knows how Washington works. And this may be why, when he ran for president in 2000, Mr. Bush chose Cheney to be his running mate. Stephen Hess is an expert on the presidency at the Brookings Institution.
George W. Bush, who had no national experience, his experience was entirely as the governor of a state, chose Dick Cheney very specifically because of his very deep national experience, both as a chief of staff to a president, President Ford, as Secretary of Defense, and as a powerful congressman of the House of in the House of Representatives. So he chose him because he knew how to run things in Washington.
The American Constitution assigns no specific role for the vice president, except to preside over the Senate and cast a vote when there is a tie. Past vice presidents have tended to travel a lot, representing the president overseas. Former Vice President Al Gore carved out specific areas of interest, such as the environment, to work on. But Cheney is especially influential and powerful. A recent series in the Washington Post newspaper described the extent of his power. Norman Orenstein is with the American Enterprise Institute.
A couple of things that emerge about Dick Cheney. The first is that he is an extraordinarily savvy and tough-minded bureaucratic infighter. He knows through decades of experience how the buttons are pushed, how to make things happen, and how to keep things from happening. What we've got is somebody with experience and savvy who has strong views, who has decided to assert those views across the widest range of areas.
Areas such as the Iraq War, the interrogation and treatment of terrorist suspects, and picking potential nominees to the Supreme Court. The Washington Post articles also describe Cheney's impact on domestic issues, including intervening in a dispute over water use in Oregon that led to the deaths of tens of thousands of salmon. The personal relationship between President Bush and his vice president is unknown. But White House spokeswoman Dana Perino recently described it this way.
I think that the president thinks of the vice president as a very close and trusted advisor, somebody who has nothing but the country's best interests at heart.
But the Post series and a widely publicized attempt by Cheney to ignore an executive order on handling classified information have prompted criticism. His reputation also suffered following the conviction of his top aide, Louis Scooter Libby, on perjury charges in the CIA leak case. Again, political scientist Norman Orenstein.
Having a vice president in the loop, having the vice president act as a trusted confidant of the president, as a strong political advisor, even as somebody with a delegated substantive role, is a perfectly good and appropriate thing. Having a vice president who has a kind of free rein to roam over the landscape and who has such an expansive view of his own power and imperviousness to checks and balances is pretty alarming, frankly.
But as long as he retains the trust of the president, Dick Cheney seems likely to continue to work the levers of power in Washington. Bill Rogers, VOA News.